IGAD being a regional organization that is in the center of big conflicts and has been in that position for the last several decades. Silencing the gun by 2020 means that it's a welcome development. It is a target that the region itself has been grappling with and has made some achievements and strides, but it has not yet fully solved them. But from here onwards, with the African Union and the United Nations taking the lead and IGAD as a regional organization on the ground, implementing what has been agreed upon, it means this is, to put it in short, a welcome development, a vision that we have all been aspiring for a long time.
Well, this was an interactive event between regional heads and also journalists. And as someone, I think one of the journalists pointed out, silencing the guns is not really a new initiative.
Well, the guns have not been completely silenced. That is why we still have to have this agenda and try to meet the targets that we set for ourselves. It is important because Africa is now on the right path as far as economic development and integration is concerned. What is holding it back and what is the big obstacle is this conflicts, mainly internal conflicts. The causes for the conflicts range from structural problems to governance problems. So all these have to be resolved. Without finding a solution to the conflicts, the agenda of economic development or integration cannot be realized. So we have to meet these targets in order to bring about peace, stability, and economic development for the people of Africa.
And as you yourself mentioned in the program, IGAD has been instrumental in the process that's now ongoing in South Sudan. Tell us about the organization's involvement there in getting the peace deal signed.
When conflicts erupted in South Sudan between the government and opposition parties, the IGAD member states took immediate action, and within a matter of few weeks, they were able to have a ceasefire agreement in place that has prevented the escalation. Even with that, I mean, the days and destruction that has gone on in South Sudan is enormous. So for the region, bringing peace and stability to South Sudan has a lot of meaning.
And finally, sir, you just mentioned about South Sudan, and of course we know other countries within the IGAD region, such as Somalia, Uganda, Kenya, have all had either attacks by insurgents inside the countries or outside the countries coming in. But do you really believe it is possible that by 2020 there will be peace, that guns would be silenced in Africa?
You know, we have to be optimists. Without optimism, we cannot push forward. And having that kind of a target gives us the energy, the push that is necessary. And I believe it is doable. The countries of the region, the leadership is committed, people are committed, civil society is working towards that, and together, not only is it desirable, but is also achievable.